Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Kelly?
All right. Well, that was an interesting blog talk moment there. Oh, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Today we have Pamela Cummins on with us. Pamela, did I get the right number?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Great.
Well, we got a queue full just waiting for you today. I want you to go ahead and give everybody your contact information and tell them about the first-time specials and all that stuff that you have going on. And did you get your website reworked this weekend?
Yes, I did. In fact, my website, you can go on to www.PamelaCummins. The last name is spelled CUMMINS.com or www.successfulrel.com. So it is up and running. Yay. Oh. It was a lot of work,
yeah,
but it was worth it. If you want to call me, my phone number is 973-229-9704. If you're on Twitter, it's at Rev Pamela. Oh, that's right. I have a Pinterest account, and it's Rev Pamela 3. And Facebook, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I have a Facebook page. So there's a bunch of ways you can get in touch with me. If my first half hour, why I'm thinking of it, my first half hour, your first-time callers always get $10 off. So.
Excellent. All right. So you heard it here first, guys, or second or third. So a lot of times we have first-time callers, so it's really good. We've discovered really good to let everybody know that.
Right.
And again, her number is 973, make sure I got it here, 229-9704.
That is correct.
All righty.
Just to warn the callers, it might be a little quiet today. They're cutting down a tree at my house, and I am at my sister's house, so there is no birdie bird in the background today.
We're going to miss him. He'll be back next week. Well, no, you won't be back next week. You're going next week you're going on vacation, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to Jersey. It's kind of a vacation. My father, unfortunately, is going to get bladder surgery soon. He's getting his bladder removed because he had a tumor and there was cancer within his bladder. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's not really, I mean, I'm happy that I'm going to see him before the surgery, but it's not like the, it's kind of like vacation, but not vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Not vacation. You know, I got to talk about Ganoderma because, you know, that stuff that we have in the healthy coffee, it has been actually shown that what it does is it poisons cancer cells. So we cannot use the word cure or diagnose, but it definitely helps your health because it, you know, cleanses the blood, detoxifies blood, restores your pH balance. But some of the other stuff, you know, that they've discovered in that 4,000 and 5,000 years worth of use is it does directly poison cancer cells. So you might want to visit with him about that to make sure it doesn't come back.
No, I can mention it to him. You know, that's one thing when it comes to people's beliefs in medicines, everybody has a different belief, and
different.
You have to respect it, even if, you know, even if you don't agree with it.
Especially when it's your parents, because they sit there and go, you're my kid, and you're telling me what.
Exactly, exactly, you
lot.
Know. Yeah. And siblings and everything else, so. But I know we got a full queue, so.
Yes, indeedy. All righty, so here we go. Giddy up, go. We are, our first caller is area code 847. 847, you're on with us.
Hi, this is Jill, and I called the show yesterday, but I think I talked to different people.
Yep, we have different people on every day.
Okay, I'm kind of asking the same kind of question because I have a lot of guilt over this. This is new to me. I've been having a problem with my daughter's friend. My daughter's 13 for years. She's walking all over us. It's like she wants us to be miserable. There's always a problem. And I finally told her, Mom, I can't take it anymore. We need a break. I don't know if I can continue the friendship. And how is her mom taking it and the other girl taking it? And what do you see happening down the road?
Okay, first of all, before you even started talking, I heard something like, you know better, okay? And I'm not really sure what they mean by that, okay? How is the mom taking it and the girl? They're angry, honestly, okay? They're angry at. And I'm hearing get over it, okay? Get over it. And I'm hearing music in the background, and I'm seeing someone play, like, you know, a violin, like, oh, it's so sad. But I'm hearing get over it. It does feel like everything is tangled, okay? I'm getting a lot of visions for you, okay? And you know how, like, chains, it's so annoying, like a chain, like a thin chain will get all tangled up and stuff, and then you have to untangle it, and it's a hassle, okay?
Right.
That's what it feels like, okay? I do feel things smoothing out within 6 months, okay, but it was meant to be. I'm also seeing a baseball player take the bat and hit a ball, and, you know, it goes way far, and it's like a home run. And what that means to me is what you did was you had to do that, okay?
Yeah.
It was necessary. It was a home run. You have a daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because I heard it was good for your daughter, okay? And I understand that because now I'm seeing my niece side by side. Like, one time we were at a carnival and we were the only ones waiting in line, and some woman came and she stepped right in front of us. Like, she got in line right in front of us like we didn't even exist. And I said, excuse me, but the back of the line is there. And she got really mad. My niece is like, that lady's mad. And I said, I know, but that was rude what she did. You know, so it was... The reason I'm saying that, and it's a long example, is that it was a good example for your daughter, you know, so...
Well, and she does do that. That was perfect, because it's like, at the end of the day, the girl's coming before the welfare of my home, my dog, myself, my child, our relationship.
Right.
She's just walking right in front of us, and she's just taken over. So that was perfect.
Okay, all right, so then, good, you understood, because I was
totally.
Like... I forgot that. The other thing I'm getting is that this woman is very injured, okay?
The mom.
I know. I'm hearing this song, It's a Heartache, Nothing But a Heartache, and it feels like she's had a lot of stuff happen to us. And I'm hearing, but that's no excuse. That's what my guides are saying, meaning we've all had things happen to us, okay? But it's like what we do with what has happened to us. Do we sit in pity and take it out on everybody else, or do we grow from it? And she's honestly sitting in pity. So pray for her, okay? And obviously your welfare comes first. The woman is angry. I don't be surprised if she doesn't do rebuttals, publicly say things and stuff. And I'm getting, if you want to calmly defend yourself, but it really is not that important because there's people know how she is. Okay.
So does the mom, they really do know that this is a problem. They just don't want it. They just want to deny it. See, I've given this girl another chance, another chance, another chance,
right.
another chance.
She would,
but she's like burning candles when everyone's sleeping, when my daughter, you know what I mean? She's playing with fire. She's putting my dog in danger. She's starting trouble between my dog. It just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and what she does, okay, because I saw like somebody pointing a finger and there's, you know, three fingers pointing back, okay? And what that means to me is anything that she has a problem with, she points the finger at somebody else. You know, so it's going to be hard for her to get it. And again, I'm just hearing to pray for her. In 6 months, things feel like better, but I don't feel closeness, okay? And this woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? So I hope that helps.
So my daughter's tired of it too.
Your daughter's sad right now, okay? And
okay.
I'm hearing the Eagles song. This is, you know, where it goes, no, no, baby, in the long run. Okay? In the long run, it's better off. Okay?
Okay, just my daughter is afraid to tell me how she really feels, and
she's
it's not going to be the right answer.
She's upset. She's upset. And you know what? That's okay. That's how she feels. She's upset, you know? But in the long run, it will be the best outcome.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. That was excellent.
Good, good. I'm glad that helps.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I feel guilty, you know, but I can't take it anymore.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And call back in and let us know how things go. It's like we always like to know that. All righty. And our next caller here is area code 949. 949, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you guys see me moving into buying a home anytime soon, and if so, is it one of the three that I have my eye on?
I'm hearing a much better place. You know, I don't know why. I'm feeling that you're very spiritual, okay? Very, very spiritual is what I'm getting. I feel like you have abilities that you don't even realize that you have, okay? And what I'm hearing is manifested, but yeah, I'm hearing number one. Okay, number one. So what I'm interpreting that as is like the home you really want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just getting, definitely manifest it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like it's going to happen really soon. Don't let your fear and your doubt get in the way, okay? Because it is time for you to move. They're saying up the mountain. Now I'm hearing the song Climb Every Mountain, all right?
Uh-huh.
It just feels like you're ready for a huge step up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we've been trying for like, it's been a long journey, 6 years. You know, it's a long story, but we've had one disappointment after another, and we're just waiting for a bonus that should be coming in November, we think, in order to put the down payment down on this house, one of the three. I'm not sure. I'm just feeling pretty defeated at this point.
I'm still getting very positive and, you know, positive energy around you. They're going back to your spiritual abilities, okay? I'm getting like a poo-poo doubt kind of feeling that you have this, and what I'm hearing for you is to pray, meditate, get quiet, because you have some really strong, good abilities, okay? They just keep saying that. And again, manifest it. They're actually saying manifest it with your third eye. So visualize being there, you know, keep the faith, be positive, okay? Because it feels like it's right around the corner. Now I'm hearing the song lyric, "Don't give up on us, baby," you know? And now I'm hearing Gladys Knight. It's an old song, "On and On, Slipping and a Sliding, On and On." You know, move forward. It's coming into fruition.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see it happening soon, like within the next month or two, or?
It feels like, you know, it feels like fall, winter time. You know, it's cold. The expression is it's nippy out, but it's not like totally freezing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm getting, you know. It's kind of like when the air is really nice and it's still comfortable enough outside where you don't feel like you're going to freeze to death, okay? That's how I'm getting it.
There is a house on the street that we used to live on, and I'm not sure if that's the house that we're going to be getting.
Honestly, they just keep on saying number one, whatever that means. I don't know what that means, number one.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All righty. Let's see. Our next caller here is area code 440. 440, you are on with us today.
Hey. My question is about work. I'm looking for a new job. I have a couple of things out, interviewed with the place, hoping for another company to call me. What do you see coming up for me?
Okay, and can I just get your first name or at least your initial? Or
my name is Tony.
Tony, okay. My guides are funny. They're playing this song, "Tony, Tony, Do It Again." I do feel something that I'm getting very soon. You know, it feels like this month, October, okay? I feel, I feel like it feels good. And they're saying don't get your heart set on too much on, like, one job, because I feel like something's going to be offered to you before, like, the one job that you really want, okay, and not to discard the job being offered to you is how they're putting it, okay? I'm just getting that it's good money, okay? They're saying you're going to have some extra pocket money, whatever. I'm not really sure what that means, but that what they're saying. So yes, all this hard work that you're doing is going to come into fruition. And I'm also getting that it's a step up from what you were doing, okay? And I feel like it's funny. I'm seeing you walking up stairs and I'm hearing the song "And She's Buying a Stairway to Heaven," you know, by Led Zeppelin. And I feel that that's a good thing, because that song, when I think of it, you know, it's somebody who's I want to say earning her angel wings, okay? And it feels like it's good growth for you, okay? Professionally, but also personally, inner growth too, okay?
It sounds like I'm going to get an offer from a job that I'm not really interested, but I need to take it, and then the other one will come through?
That's what it sounds like to me, yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it feels like. You know?
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, and call us back. We're here 7 days a week, and we'd like to know how things turn out for you.
Absolutely, thank you.
You betcha. All righty, and let's see, going on down the line. Man, you're hitting them today here, Pamela.
Like, oh, that's good.
I love it you're on. All righty, let's see, and this area code, it seems like it's familiar, but it's a 310 area code. 310, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, I wanted to find out what you see job-wise for me. Something just recently happened. It was devastating, and I've got like $200 left in the bank and no money to pay bills or rent or nothing. So I'm wondering what you see, if anything is coming up or if I'm going to be screwed.
No, you're not going to be screwed, okay? All right? And yes, that other business or whatever it was, okay, has a really nasty feeling to it, all right? My guides are saying you will get something temporary that will lead to something better, okay? The way they're showing it is, like, This is the vision I'm getting. I'll just explain it. It feels like kind of like a creaky old gate. You walk in and you're in the yard, and that feels like the job, okay? And then you're working outside, not to say you're a gardener or anything, but that's kind of how I'm seeing it. You're working outside, and before you know it, you graduate and you go into like this big mansion and you're working there, okay? So it feels like, you know, something temporary to get you by, and you'll be okay, all right? More money is definitely coming, all right? They're being blunt. For now, eat some peanut butter and jelly. Don't go out and eat steak, okay? But that doesn't feel like it's very long. It feels like within two. So that's either 2 days or 2 weeks. It does not feel like 2 months, okay? The other thing, I'm seeing Jack Canfield. I don't know if you're aware of him.
No,
okay.
Who is he?
He is the one of the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he has a very interesting story, and he's been on The Secret, the movie The Secret. If you have internet access or even go to the public library, and I'm getting to, you know, read some of his stuff, it's very uplifting and inspiring because that's what you need. You know, obviously you're down in the dumps and you need to be lifted up, okay? And you need to hear some victory stories is what I'm getting, okay? It's almost like I'm getting a vision of, like, the army. It's actually the Confederate Army going, like, into war, and they're all happy and stuff. And that's kind of like what you feel like, you know. You've just gone through war, and, you know, you're going back through war, but it's not that, okay? They're saying you need a skip to your step, some positive energy and joy, okay? So really don't watch the news. Don't be around negativity. Okay? And when those negative thoughts come, you need to replace them with positive thoughts. And again, it feels like something's temporary, and I'm going to be blunt. It's just to feed you, okay? It's just to take care of the bills. I want to say it's not the kind of work that you want, but the kind of work that you do want will be coming, all right? I'm also getting that this, what just happened, and I'm not getting the full story, it doesn't matter. I'm hearing it's karma, and it doesn't feel like from this life, and I don't know if you believe in past lives, but I'm going to say it anyhow. It feels like, you know, like a past life, and it was something that you just needed to go through. Take the lesson that you learned, okay? One of the things I'm getting, my guides are saying, is you cannot trust everybody, all right? You cannot trust everybody. And I'm also getting to trust yourself. It feels like at times, you know, your inner warning, your inner ding, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, goes off and you don't listen to it, okay? And you need to start listening to it, you know? Right. I'm getting it's like somebody who has played, like, the stock market, okay? And knew, no, I shouldn't do that, but did it anyway because someone said it was, so said it was a good thing, and then loses a bunch of money. That's just an example they're giving, okay?
Right.
So you need to trust that inner ding. You will be okay. Have the faith, okay?
Right.
And I'm also hearing this song by James Taylor, You Got a Friend, okay? And just remember your friends. There will be some people who will help you out during this tough time, okay?
Okay.
So,
well, it's interesting you mentioned the book thing because a while back I did write a book and I've been trying to get published and I've only had a couple of people interested in it and one wanted $10,000 to publish it and everything and I told them where to go and then the other one said they would love to but they're scared to death of the repercussions because of the people that I'm going to be bringing down. And I just found an agent at this point as we're speaking, he's overlooking my book right now because he opened up his own publishing company as well as his own acting. You know, so he represents actors, which is what I'm trying to get into as well. So I'm hoping that he picked the interest on my book and decides to publish it. Because I got four more in mind, too, that I want to write.
So, right. It just feels like you will be getting some work. Honestly, it doesn't feel exactly that, because obviously that takes time, you know. The publishing, it takes time. But there will be something that will hold you over, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And this is not coming from my guides. This is coming from me. Don't forget about self-publishing, too.
Right.
You know, if worse comes to worse, don't forget about self-publishing. Again, my guides, they just said you got a friend, okay? So I just feel like people are going to help you out. And obviously your angels and guides are there for you because we all have angels and guides, okay? I'm feeling, you know, two guides around you and two angels, okay? They're helping you out, but it feels like, I want to say human beings, you know, like human beings that feel like angels will also be there for you. So you're going to be okay. Okay?
Right.
So
thanks.
So I hope that helps you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling.
And call back in and let us know how things go. It's like we always like to know those follow-up stories.
Right, right.
All righty, let's see. Whoops, I think I messed that one up. Okay, just a minute here. Okay, our next one here is 786. 786, you're on with us.
Hi, hello.
Hi. Hi, and who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, and my question to you, I was debating what I should ask you. I have one, it's about my boyfriend. I was just wondering, we've been dating 4 months, and it's great, and it's going to be 4 months, and it's, oh, we're in love and all that. And I was wondering, do you see us moving in together, maybe in the month of October? Because I know his lease is up, and I was wondering if it was too soon, and I was wondering what you felt about that.
Yeah, I actually heard, you know, give it some time, 6 to 8 months, you know. If you, you know, honestly, if I would say, I'm just getting, you would want something temporary, it's just too soon is what I'm getting.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. I mean, there's a part of you that both want to go for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, think before you leap into the fire, okay? Yeah, and it's funny because they're saying something. I say this to my cats. I'm going to say this on air. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, kissy, kissy, lovey-dovey, okay? And that's what my guides are saying. That's how your relationship is right now, okay? It's really beautiful. It's really nice. And, you know, you don't want to... Moving in together, they're actually showing me a small fire. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. It's going to explode, okay? And I'm also getting you need. It feels like more so than him, but you need, like, your own space to get away from everything, okay?
Yeah.
And if you move in with him, you won't have that.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I'm hearing. The other thing...
Okay.
The other thing I'm hearing...
Sorry.
All right, let me just say this, because it's completely off the subject, but the other thing I'm hearing is that being in nature and being outside is really good for you, okay? And I feel like you get, like, messages when you're outside.
That's funny. I just started running again. I used to run, and I gained some weight, and I was like, oh, this has to stop. So I just started picking up running again, and I was like, God, I missed this. I'm sore, but I missed this.
Okay, well, then that's just confirmation. And you had one more question?
Yeah, Mike, well, I was asking because right now financial will be best for both of us, and his lease is over with his roommate in October. And if he moves in with his roommate again to another place, I mean, for another year, he and I won't be living together because it's a year-long lease. But he's applying for different jobs all over the place. And I was wondering, do you see him getting a job soon and moving? So everything's kind of up in the air for us
right
now with that.
Exactly, and honestly, okay, I'm getting... And just like you said, everything up in the air, because what I heard is eeny, meeny, miny, moe, okay? Catch a piggy by the toe, okay? And meaning he really doesn't know, because I feel like there's going to be 2 to 3 opportunities, okay? One does feel out of state, okay? The others feel closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I really don't know. All I'm just getting that right now is not the time to move in together, okay? I am hearing the song Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross, and I don't feel like that's 5 years. It just feels like it's, you know, I'm getting, now I'm hearing the song Together Forever. I'm seeing two couples, people holding hands, it feels like a very strong relationship. It just feels like the foundation is a little weak to take such a big jump. Would you be able to survive? Yeah, but it would be tough. It just feels like you need to get to know each other just a little bit more before that works out. Okay?
So you think it should be another 6 months? Like I said, it's been 4 months, so another 6 months or so?
Honestly, I'm not getting the exact time, okay? I'm just getting right now is not the right time, okay? And I have to say, I feel like another man's going to come in, okay, and, you know, bring some competition, okay?
Oh.
Just so you know, I mean, obviously the decision is up to you, and I feel you staying with your present mate, okay? But it does feel like you'll have a choice is a good way of putting it, okay?
Okay.
But right now, honestly, I'm just getting right now is just too soon. Give it a little bit of time.
Okay, I will.
And my guides are saying, you know, keep up the running, keep up being outside because that's really good for you. More good for you than what you realize.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All righty. And check back in again with us. We'd like to hear those outcomes. All right. Got a few more.
That's
how you
okay.
Doing, Pamela?
Okay. If I need a break, believe me, I'm good with boundaries. I'm not too shy to ask.
Sounds awesome. Okay. All right, our next one here looks like a Colorado area code, and this looks like area code 303. You're on air with us, Pamela Cummins, today.
Hello, Pamela. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Not at all.
I'm wondering what you see for me in the area of relationships.
Okay. It's funny, I heard this song earlier. First of all, I heard on and on, slipping and sliding, on and on, okay? It feels that in the past, I'm seeing this one tarot card in my mind where the woman is, like, wrapped up, like it's like almost like bondage, and it feels like you've had some very confining relationships, I guess is a good way of saying, where you weren't allowed to be yourself, okay? And it's funny because I got this before we even picked up your call, and I'm hearing the song lyric again. It's a real old one. It's called it's Express Yourself, okay? And I feel that has a lot of meanings. One, express yourself of what you're looking for, okay? And then when you're out there meeting people, you're into men, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, okay, because I get all kinds of callers, all right, and it felt like
absolutely.
Men, okay? When you're meeting men, again, I'm getting express yourself, sing, dance, be happy, okay? I am getting that there is a good man for you, okay? I think it's around Thanksgiving time. It's weird. I'm seeing him like pumpkins and like a farmer's outfit and stuff, you know, but maybe he grew up on a farm or something like that, okay, but that I don't feel like he's a farmer now, okay, but that's how I'm seeing it, so I'm thinking maybe it's Thanksgiving. I'm not really sure what that means, but he feels really good. He feels, I want to say gentle, but firm and strong, okay,
mm-hmm.
Very supportive. I'm hearing I got you, and you know that exercise, and I always was always a little afraid to do this, honestly, where, you know, you have to, like, let go and fall backwards and allow someone to catch you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take a risk with this man, okay? And it's weird because I heard a really old song, but I loved Tom Jones when I was a kid, okay? And I heard It's Not Unusual to Be Loved by Anyone, okay, and it feels like this is going to be an unusual kind of relationship, but it's also normal and steady, okay? It's not like that, you know, the lust kind of heart pounding stuff. This feels like where you're going to be willing to, like, again, I'm seeing that exercise where you just, you know, close your eyes and fall backwards, okay? That's what it feels like, very supportive, very loving. I want to say very comfortable, okay? You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Do you like dogs? Because I'm feeling like dog energy.
I don't own any dogs. I have a couple cats, and
okay.
I'm not a big fan of dogs, but I'm not
okay. Well, just
object
before,
to any.
Okay, yeah, just before warned that... I'm laughing because I'm seeing your cats kind of being like, you know, and you're kind of hissy, all right? But there's one, all right? He reminds me of my Merlin where I see him, like, swatting the dog in the head, okay? And he almost enjoying it, all right? Okay? That playful.
Okay.
So, yeah, so be forewarned. The other thing the dog could represent, but honestly I do feel like he probably has a dog, is unconditional love. You know, a dog will, you know, you can smack a dog around and it's still going to come back, okay?
Right.
Not to say he's a wimp or anything, okay? Because I feel like he's got like this silent strength to him. Like, you might see him and you might not feel that, like, you know, he's that strong, but he's got this inner strength and this strength to him, okay? They're saying you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Not to say he's Charlie Brown, but, you know, but that's what they're saying. So, yeah, and I'm just feeling it's very soon, okay? So, again, express yourself, be you. Then the other nice thing is this relationship feels like you will be able to express who you are. It's not going to be confining like it has in the past.
Perfect.
Okay? Yeah, that's important. Okay? So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks, Pamela.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. All righty. Well, we got two callers in the queue, and we got 23 minutes to go. So I think we're doing pretty good time-wise today. This is awesome.
And I'm sure somebody else will call, too.
I'm sure they always do. Absolutely. I know that happens. And I felt real bad last time because literally, like, we had about 5 seconds, and a brand new phone, you know, caller came in, and I was like, oh, shoot. It's like there's, you know, no way we're going to make that one today. So we encourage people, if you're going to call in, please call in a little earlier, because it's really hard to get you a good reading if you call in the last 5 seconds of the show.
Exactly.
All righty. Tony said, he typed in chat room and he said to tell you thank you very much. You did an awesome reading. It was like he's called several of the shows and very similar. So I was like, you know, you're welcome, and I'll make sure I tell her. So
yeah,
you're on.
Thank you, Tony.
All righty. Area code 203, you are on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
And who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Pat calling.
Hi.
And if possible, I have two quick questions. One, I am about to start a new kind of therapy, and my insurance doesn't cover it, and I'm a little stressed. I need to make more money. And I also, I clean houses for two women, and they're both pretty toxic, and at times I feel like I need to prepare to get more work, in case I lose that work. And so I'm nervous. And do you see any work coming in? I'm also an artist. I do animal portraits of dogs, but that's very slow.
Okay, but I'm hearing both and to work at both. And I do feel new work. Really strange, but what I got was I heard pound the sidewalk, and then I actually saw it was like a huge pick, and you taking it and banging it against the sidewalk. Okay, so what that means is to look for some work, okay? There will be opportunities, okay? I don't know why. I feel like, something with laundromats or something like that, or maybe somebody owns laundromats and you're going
to
work.
Well, I was thinking of offering to do my son's laundry weekly to get a few dollars. Is that it?
I don't know. I really don't know. Again, I saw a laundromat that I used to go to when I lived in New Jersey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel cleaning. Now, with these women, okay, I'm hearing brick wall. And I understand that because, you know, one of the things, like, especially when you're doing, like, healing work or psychic readings, but I feel everyone should do it, is always ask God to protect you. And I'm seeing that when you go into these houses to visualize a brick wall surrounding you, so only love can come in and out, and all the toxic stuff just gets, you know, absorbed and changed back into love, okay?
Okay, I've tried many things, but I have not done a brick wall. I will try that tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that, and the money will get better, okay? Slowly but surely. I'm also hearing believe and you shall receive. It feels like you have some beliefs and issues about money you need to let go of and accept.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that takes time. The other thing I'm getting too, when you said about the therapy, you need to go. Okay, that's what I'm getting. Okay,
I met with him this morning, and it seems excellent. And it is, if you're interested, it's EMDR. It's rapid eye movement therapy.
Okay, all right, yeah. And I'm getting you need to go. The money will be supplied. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I love when I get this song by Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Oh,
okay.
I'll be singing that then. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Another quick one that's really bad. I have a really nasty neighbor that's got it in for me. And what I want to do is contact the police, my management, and also dog control, because she's approaching me when I have my dog on my leash, and she's very aggressive and nasty. And I just want to sort of make sure reporting all this is going to be helpful and the right thing to do.
Okay, again, I'm getting protect yourself, surround yourself with love, send her love. I'm actually getting to do the landlord first, okay, before
okay.
the police, okay? Step by step, you know, I mean, obviously you need to do what you need to do to protect yourself. If you do it all at once, okay, it could cause some problems. So step
okay.
by step, okay?
Okay?
I'm actually feeling like the police, it's a really weird vision I'm getting. I'm seeing you, like, put your arm behind you, and behind you is there's a stove and there's a frying pan on the back burner, okay? So it feels like try not to go that way if you don't have to. That's
okay.
something that you put on the back. I'm actually getting that with this woman, talking to her and trying to reason with her doesn't work.
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm taking these other routes.
Right, but I am getting to soften her up and send some love. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, and now they're playing the song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. God, I haven't heard that song forever. Okay?
I feel like I should call the dog control, because if she comes at me aggressively and my dog barks at her, she'll do anything to get rid of me. And I'm afraid she's going to make him look really bad.
I'm still getting not yet. Not
okay.
yet. Talk to the landlord first, okay?
Okay.
That's what
All
I'm
right.
getting. I don't. Okay. You remember that Dr. Doodle song, You Can Talk to the Animals, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm actually getting to talk to your dog, okay?
Yeah.
And talk to, but as you, when you're talking to the dog, picture this woman in your mind and send him the image. Okay?
Why?
Seriously. The dog will get it.
Send this nasty woman's image to him?
No. When talk to your dog. Tell your dog what's going on, okay? You know, about this woman. Send the dog the picture of, you know, picture the woman in your mind and send the dog the picture that's in your mind.
Okay.
Okay? And you know, tell the dog, you know, basically, you know, I'm using the term that I say to my cats, no hurt, okay? No hurt her, okay?
Yeah, right, except he is, he's recuperating from being tormented the first few years of his life, so he's got fear aggression.
Yeah, but I'm still getting to do that, okay?
I will do it, but okay.
Okay, and you can send protecting energy around your dog, too.
Okay.
And the other thing, again, I'm hearing to go in love, because if you go in anger or fear, the dog will pick up on your feeling
okay.
towards the woman and want to protect you. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm hearing that's a no-no. Go in love. I know it's not easy.
It's not easy. And, you know, I'm actually stunned yesterday when she did accost me and my dog was with me. He didn't do anything, which blew me away.
Okay.
Because normally he'd do it to anybody that got too close. And this woman was yelling at me and swearing.
Yeah.
That was a real surprise. But property management is not great. But you still say I should go to them. Will they hear me?
I'm getting go to them first, you know, the
okay.
police on the back burner, okay?
Okay? All right. Thank you. Bless you so much.
Okay. Thank you
it's
for
been
calling.
Really helpful. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Wow. All kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and let's see. Our next one here is area code 631. 631, you're on.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Suzanne, and I was just wondering, I'm subbing with hopes of getting a permanent job. I guess it's like a tryout for 3 weeks. Do you see me getting it? There's three openings.
Okay, and I'm hearing, yay, yay, yay. And okay, and what they showed me is like you're in one spot and you jump to another spot, and I'm hearing, yay, yay. Okay, that's what I'm getting.
Oh,
I wish
good.
You could see it. Yeah, and you know, like when you get when something good happens and you get excited. At least I do. Maybe I'm the only person who does this. I doubt it, but I get excited and I start jumping around, and I really want to just say, "Yeah, yeah, this is great." You know?
I do that too.
Okay. Yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting. You know, it feels like there'll be a little obstacles, but yeah, there's. Using a really old saying, and I swear I didn't grow up with this saying, but you got it made in the shade. Isn't that from the 50s or something?
All right.
Okay, so,
good.
Yeah.
And then I had a quick, do you see my son ever moving back with me?
Oh, I'm getting only if you really want him to. Honestly, I just don't feel like it would be for your highest good.
Why not? He's only 11 years old.
Oh, wow. You know, I know, I'm just getting only if you want him to. I just feel a lot of difficulties around him.
No, I had him until he was like 9 and a half, and my ex kept taking me to court and stuff for no reason and had money, and then he's been there for a year and a half, so it's just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, again, I'm still getting only if you want to, you know.
But it would be up to him to ask his dad if he wanted him.
I'm actually feeling, you know, the son, too. He feels a lot older than what I'm picking up. I'm sorry.
He's only 11. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You don't see him asking to come back with me or anything?
And again, I'm getting only if you want him to, okay? I feel that he feels a lot of troubled, a lot of issues around him.
I'm not that I know of.
Okay, all right, that's just what I'm picking up. So, again, only if you want him to.
But that doesn't make sense, because I do want to, and I even mentioned it, and he doesn't say anything, so I don't get that.
I'm sorry, but that's what I'm getting, so it really doesn't make sense to me either, you know. Let me see if I can get them to clarify it.
That doesn't make sense. Of course I want him to.
Okay.
He's my only son, and he's 11.
Right. No, I understand. Let me just see if they'll... right now, honestly, I just feel like he's kind of stuck where he's at. Okay? And he's with your ex, is that correct? His father?
Yeah, I mean, I still see him.
I just feel like there's a lot of stuff going on there. Okay?
Like what?
I'm not getting exactly what it is. I just feel like there's a lot of issues around there. You know, is your ex remarried? Is there a woman around him?
There's a woman around, but he's not remarried yet.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of stuff there.
You mean they're going to get married or something? I don't get it.
No, I'm just feeling, the way I'm seeing it is the energy, that's what I'm feeling, and it feels like that there's a lot of chaos and stuff around there.
Hmm. So it's just like he might ask to come back one day, or...
I feel he will, you know.
Do you know when?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting when. No, I don't.
All right.
Well,
that's good about the job, and then I'm starting to date someone, and things are going good with that.
That feels like it's only just begun. It feels like it's going to get better, and I'm seeing a rainbow in sunshine. Okay.
Good, and then I'm just thinking down the road that maybe if it's too chaotic where he's living, he'll ask to come live with
me,
and of course I'll want him to.
Yeah, again, I'm hearing only if you want him to.
I just don't get that.
I don't either, but, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes I get messages and I have no idea what they mean. Sometimes the person does. Sometimes neither one of us know what it means, but in time you understand what it means.
You sure it's only if he wants to, maybe, they're saying?
I'm still hearing it only if you want him to. I'm still hearing
it. Should I put out to the universe I want him to?
I would, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
Ah.
All right, so we've got the endless circle going there. Gee.
I'm sorry, I missed that because I almost dropped the phone. What did you say?
Oh, no. I said I had the endless circle going on there. It's like it wasn't yet stuck in the studio. It wasn't letting me do. It wasn't letting me do anything there. Yeah, you know, and I don't know, Pamela's like every now and then it's like I get stuff because I kind of sat there and went, okay, it makes sense to me because when she was first saying she doesn't get it, I'm like going, I got that he's having some kind of difficulties with his dad. It's not anything his mom did. It's something that's happening right now with that little guy with whatever's going on with his dad and that whole thing. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It was making sense to me, but I was like going, okay, I'm just going to zip my lip.
Well, you know what? You can always add your two cents in because I wasn't getting it, but you were, you know, so...
Yeah, no,
you know?
I mean, because I understand where she was at as a mom. It's like, you know, of course she wants him to come, but if there's other things that there's other ideas that dad is putting into the little boy's head. It's like, even though she's had him for 9 years, it's like, you know, 9, 10, 11. It's like those are, you know, transitional years for children and child development. It's like he's messing with his mind a little bit.
Okay.
And it's like maybe possibly more than a little bit. So I hope she does call back. I hope things go good.
And you know what, Kelly, feel free to jump in because, again, I was just getting what they were giving me and maybe they were giving you stuff, so you would finally realize that you are psychic and jump in.
Okay, well, I don't want to interrupt you. All right, well, our next one here is area code 312. 312, you're on with us.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Penny. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, Penny. You said Penny, correct?
No, Tammy with a T.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just have a question. This is related to... Okay, I had an intimate relationship with my landlord. And I don't know, I was, like, really close to his dad because, you know, his dad was getting real sick, okay. How things went, we were friends at first and everything, and he was incarcerated for, like, a year, so he, you know, I kept in contact with him, and I took care of his father while he was away. He was only gone for a year. So, you know, he comes back. You know, his dad still gets really sick, and he's, you know, in this home now. But everything was, like, fine when he was away and everything, and he comes back. I don't know what's going on, but I just want to know what he's thinking, what's going on with him. Because it's like now we're really distant since he's come home and everything.
Okay, and... you know, they keep on playing, I get song lyrics, and they keep on playing this song over and over again by Linda Ronstadt, and it's You're No Good, You're No Good, Baby, You're No Good. And I'm getting that is the way he is feeling about himself, okay? He's not feeling that good about himself, okay? He sees you as the beautiful, great mother, you know, I want to say almost like... pure, good, you know, and he would never say this to you, and he's uncomfortable. I want to say it's almost like he's got war scars, okay, and he just really is not letting people in, okay? It's nothing that you've done, and what I'm seeing, what you're trying to do is, like, you're knocking, okay? And I'm hearing someone's knocking, but you can't come in. So it's like you're knocking all around him, and he's not letting you in, okay? I'm actually getting he needs some space right now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also hearing the Fleetwood Mac thing, you can go your own way. I just feel like right now you need to give him some space, let him go. Before you let him go, you can say, hey, I'm here for you when you want me to, but, you know, I can't force you to let me in, you know? I'm hearing the song, whenever you call me, I'll be there, okay? So
okay.
Let him know that. And then you need to go on and live your life because this man's going to drive you crazy.
Okay. And another part of this was, is that, oh my God, I've been holding this in for so long, and I just need to, I haven't told anybody, and it's driving me crazy because I didn't want to talk about it. Okay, I'm in a relationship with somebody in the process. That's just, oh my God, it's just so overwhelming because the person that I'm dealing with right now, we have so many problems. And he was like my outlet. Like, he was always there. Like, you want to talk about it, I'm here for you. Call me whenever you need me, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it ended up to be more than just him being my landlord.
Right.
Because he would always notice that I was always down. I'm always sad. And I lost my grandmother and my aunt during the process, and the person that I'm with is not emotionally supportive, and it's just, he was just always there, and it was like when he got locked up, it was like my whole world crashed down because I no longer had anybody to talk to. So all I could do was write him or talk to him once a week. So it was like I wanted to move. I was going to move. And he asked me not to leave. He told me to stay. But I wanted to go, but I stayed anyway, knowing that I was still in a relationship. And he was in a relationship, well, he's in a relationship with somebody, too. But it's now since he's come home, it's like, I don't know what happened. It's just like, at first, it was like, I can't wait to get out so I can see you. And now it's just like,
again, he's not feeling good about himself. There's not much you can do about it, you know. I just heard that John Lennon sing Starting Over. It just feels like you kind of need to start over, you know.
Yeah.
Let him know you're there for him, but you just need to, you know, start over, move forward with your life is what I'm getting.
Okay. So
okay.
It's not that.
You haven't
It doesn't matter if we're not together. I don't care about that. I just don't want to feel like it's just, okay, well, that's it. I'm not going to talk to you no more. Just go away. I just don't want to feel like that.
Right, and again, it's not your fault. He, you know, just let him know you're there for him, okay? And then you just have to go off and do your own thing. You can't force him to reach out. You know, again, you've done nothing wrong.
Okay.
My guys are saying move forward. You really don't have a choice.
Okay.
Okay?
So should I move?
I'm actually getting that it would be a good idea. Okay? That's what I'm getting, you know, to find some place. It doesn't feel like it's that far, but you would feel more comfortable. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Bye.
All righty. Amazing stuff goes on. Okay. And our last caller for the day. We got 2 minutes here, so this is going to be a real quick one here. Area code 484. You're on with us. You get Pamela for 2 whole minutes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call so much.
Oh, not a problem. Who's calling, please?
Yes. My name is Tonetta. And I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hi, Tonetta.
Hi.
Hi, and what is your question?
Okay, my question is, do you see Danny reconnecting with me? And if so, a time frame?
Okay, what I'm hearing is moving forward with lots of sunshine. I'm getting the number 3, so that can be 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, okay? They're just saying soon, very soon, okay? I'm getting to be careful to let him too quickly back into your life, okay? Take it slow, and I feel like you need to establish some boundaries, okay? But it does feel like a reconnection.
And can you also ask them if this relationship, once it gets going, will there be marriage in the end for me and him?
I'm feeling a yes. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm feeling a yes. But honestly, it does feel like, you know, it's going to be, I'm seeing tug of war, So it feels like it's, you know, there'll be some tug of war to get there.
Okay, so in about 3 days, 3 weeks, he'll be back into my life and
it could be, and yeah, but it could be up to 3 months. It's three. It's what I'm getting. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Call us back again, 773-897-6461. We are on 6 days a week. Pamela is on with us usually on Tuesdays. She's taking vacation, well, sort of vacation, some time off next week. But she'll be back with us again for the rest of September. So dial in again and get a hold of her for a personal reading at, let's see, let me see if I can get it right, 973-229-9704. Yes.
You got it.
All right, and the new one is www.successfulariel.com, and your new one is www.pamelacummins.com. Let's see, and I kind of lost some of those on Facebook. You're on Rev Pamela, right? And then Pamela.
That's Twitter at Rev Twitter. Pamela.
There we
on
go.
Twitter.
Right, and then Pinterest is
Rev Pamela 3.
Rev Pamela 3. Okay. All righty. So there we go. And Tash Fabulous says, when will she be back on? She will be back on not next Tuesday the 11th, but the week after that she'll be back on September 18th. Pamela will be coming back on with us.
Right. And I should
so
be home with Birdie Bird. So, you know.
With Birdie Bird. I know. I missed his little tweeting today. It's like, but Pamela said we'd also gotten chainsaws in the background, and we would have thought Chainsaw Massacre, so it would have been
and trees, cutting up branches and stuff, the poor tree. I feel so bad for it, so.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys all for being here, and thanks for our listeners, and thanks for everybody in chat. It was a really good day, and we will see y'all again.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Talk to your dad.
All right. All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.